Sam Panionovich, who watches sports and wagering and sports wagering on Friday. We got so busy we didn't get a chance to visit with him. I'm going to say hi to him right now. Hey, Sam, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm good. Lucky for you, the Chicago Bears play on Monday Night Football tonight, baby. You excited?
No. hey, listen, am I going to watch it? Like, was it a hole in my weekend? Yeah, because, you know, it's Sunday, and this is America, and we watch our football teams. But it was so much kind of easier. I had more time. It was a lovely day. Everybody's not angry this morning. We will be tomorrow, of course, but everybody's in a good mood today. So I didn't miss it that way, Sam.
I can tell you this. If you're expecting offense, if you're expecting fireworks, don't watch the game.
Really?
Because in a league that usually has point totals in the high 40s, low to mid 50s, you know, combined total, how many points do these two teams score? 49, 51, 54. The point total tonight for the Bears and the Steelers is 39.
39. So what does that look like? That's a 16-23 kind of score. Those are odd numbers, but okay, something like that. Well, I don't know much about Pittsburgh. I know how inept the Chicago Bears offense is, and the Steelers don't put up much either.
Steelers are a very good defense. That's the reality. So they're giving up right now just over 20 points per game on the defensive side of the ball. So they put pressure on the quarterback. Uh-oh. They get in his face, they cause him to make mistakes, and they've done this pretty much all season long. That's what their bread is buttered with, defense. So they play defense, and they are not trying to play a track meet. They don't want to play Kansas City, Los Angeles Chargers-type football. The Steelers are trying to win this football game. You know, I say games like this, King, you want to be the first of 20 to win this game.
Wow.
And it might not even take that much. I mean, your final score exactly 23-16 is exactly what Vegas is telling you the final score is, because Pittsburgh is also a 7-point favorite. So that's 23 minus 7 is 16. 23 and 16 is 39. So actually, you didn't mean to do that, but you nailed the expected final score. Look at you.
Would you take the over or the under on this one?
I wouldn't take the over with your money in this one. I think the best bet to make in the game is the first half under. I think these two teams could be 7-7 at half. 10-6 at half, the first half total. So just take the first two quarters, and there's a number on this. The total is 20. I think under 20 in the first half is the best bet in the game.
Yeah, I think that sounds reasonable. I wasn't a big fan of Justin Fields getting the whole season to learn how to play in the NFL, but, you know, the season's a wash, and I kind of like, except that he's getting clobbered too much, I kind of like his development. Do you like what you're seeing in our quarterback?
Interesting that you say this season's a wash. I said that a month ago and you yelled at me. But you've come around.
I have.
You are seeing the light, because they still are, they're a bad football team. And I think eventually you're going to see a change at head coach and hopefully a general manager. But you're looking at a quarterback that just doesn't have much protection. And that's really been the issue all season long. That being said, the run he had last week against San Francisco was incredible. I mean, that's maybe the most exciting play a Bears quarterback has made since 1985. And that's not even hyperbolic at all. When he, you know, pretty much ran all over the field like Bo Jackson and Tecmo.
Yeah.
He was all over the place. He's getting better, but he's still making mistakes. It's okay. As long as you understand that this year they're not going to win anything, you can hinder your expectations. Interesting bet tonight. Justin Fields to score a touchdown. Has to cross the goal line by himself. 4-1. 10 wins, 40.
Well, I guess they're channeling that one run of his, but you still got to get close enough to the goal line for him to do it.
You are so defeated right now.
Well, how do you take that bet? What do you say?
No, probably not. A couple interesting bets.
They're saying it's almost certain, 4-1, that he will cross the goal line. He'll carry the ball across the goal line himself, right? 4-1.
I am not certain on that. No, I'm not certain on that. And, you know, a 4-1 shot, it's pretty deep. I mean, you do the math, it's not like an even money bet. You know, if you bet the over or the under, that's minus 110. A 4-1 shot implies 20%. So if you think that there's more than a 20% chance that Justin Fields scores a touchdown, not a passing touchdown, he has to physically cross the goal line, you get 4-1. Also on Fields tonight, rushing yards, 40.5. and this is really telling, in a league where quarterbacks routinely throw for 300 yards. His over-under on passing yards tonight, Justin Fields, 180.5, 180.5.
Well, it's hard to throw the ball on your back. You know, I suppose they're going to bring pressure. Look what happened in the Packers game yesterday. Kansas City said, oh, we know what we're going to do. I'm surprised they didn't send seven or eight guys every down because they got to him so quickly. That guy was discombobulated for most of the game. So I wonder if we're going to see something like that from Pittsburgh tonight.
That's their plan. And unfortunately, you know, Fields, he has so much talent, but a lot of that sometimes for a rookie quarterback could also be your worst nightmare because he can move around and extend the play and run around like a chicken with his head cut off. All of a sudden, he doesn't see the safety coming from across the field. Bam, fumble, pick six. You know, all these different things are possible. The longer the play is alive, the longer the opportunity for the quarterback to make mistakes. And unfortunately, because he doesn't have the protection and doesn't have the weapons at wide receiver, he's on an island and he sort of has to play that hero ball. But hero ball against a team like Pittsburgh is not a good idea.
Is the whole Aaron Rodgers controversy impacted the odds of Green Bay winning the Super Bowl? Has that moved the marker for them for any games or for the championship in any way?
Not as much as you would think. Really, they went down mostly because the Packers lost yesterday. If anything, it's a result-driven industry. But Green Bay still, depending on where you bet, 8-1, 9-1 to win the Super Bowl. I had somebody tell me the other day that they're going to suspend him for the season. No, they're not. That's not going to happen. He'll be out there. I think he's going to play this coming weekend. So, if anything, that team is going to be dangerous in the postseason. We've talked about this for years now on your show. When you get to the postseason, usually you look up in the Super Bowl and look who the quarterbacks are, right? It's Tom Brady. It's Aaron Rodgers. For years, it was Peyton Manning and, you know, like all these different guys that come into the league and have good regular seasons. It's usually the same cats in the postseason. I mean, last year in the championship games, you had Mahomes, Josh Allen, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers. It's usually the best quarterbacks, and he's still one of the best quarterbacks in the world, depending on what you think about him. He's one of the best. So, the odds haven't changed that much. 8-9-1 to win it all.
Oh, 8-9-1 to win it all. And is that the best? Who do the smart people say is the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl this year?
Buffalo's 1, Tampa's 2, LA Rams are 3, and then Baltimore, and then Green Bay. Those are the top 5.
Got it.
Bears, if you're wondering, the Bears are 500-1.
Who would... That is set your money on fire for crying out loud. I'm out of time, Sam. Let's connect more often. It's good to hear your voice. It's good to hear what the numbers are. I appreciate you helping us out today.
You know where to find me. I'll see you.
That's Sam Panionovich.